you want.
Well, I served in Northern North Carolina from 1943 through 1946. My name is Stan Shufflin. I was with the Fire Control Division, called the F Division. My main responsibility was in the main battery department of the F Division. What I'd like to share is one of the interesting experiences that I had aboard the ship, and probably one of the most frightening ones, was the typhoon that we caught it right off the Philippine Islands. You can imagine winds up to 100 miles an hour beating around in an open sea. The particular ship that we're talking about, the North Carolina, displaced 45,000 ton weight, and it bobbed us around us like a cork in the water. In fact, the maximum roll of this vessel was 33 plus degrees before it would capsize. And at one time, we went 30 plus degrees, which was within a matter of 2 degrees of actually laying us on the side. We did lose many destroyers, of course, during that time. I was stationed in what is called Spot 2, which is the main battery director aft. It's above turret 3, and it's about 60 to 65 feet above the waterline. I opened the hatch top of the director to take a look out and see how bad it was, and I got splashed in the face with salt water. Now that's 60 feet of waves coming up over the ship, which is a tremendous amount of height and pressure, and I just got almost lost my breath. It was that much pressure. While in the director, before our large roll that we took, I made a pot of coffee, a little hot plate that we had up there, and I called down in the tube down below us to the machine shop to come up and have a cup of coffee. And about that time is when we rolled that 30-some degrees, and I lost coffee and coffee pot and everything else. I think the most fascinating thing was that with a storm that intense, that the next day when we looked out, the sea was just as calm as a gymnasium floor along. There wasn't hardly a ripple. It's almost impossible to believe that a sea that could be that tremendously torn up by wind and the tremendous force that it energized and caused damages to our vessels could suddenly just become just as calm as a floor. It was just fascinating to see this contrast in nature. The cleanup, of course, afterwards was tremendous, the amount of damage that was done, not only to our fleet, but even on cleaning up the deck afterwards, where more incidents were broken loose, and it was a mess to clean up afterwards. But about a day or so time while the crew had worked pretty hard to clean up, we were ready to go again.
Did they come up to get their coffee? Never came
no,
up to get
never,
their coffee.
No, anyway, after that, we were all so shook that nobody came up for coffee afterwards. We cleaned up the mess that was there and decided, well, this was not try it again, because you didn't know when we were going to go again.
Now, when you were going along in the sea on a regular day, on a normal day, let's say, could you feel the motion of the waters moving you, or?
Not too much on a normal sea. You could, of course, like I said, in that particular storm, the ship would hit the wake between two waves, and it might have come down. It was just like an explosion. It just would hit, and even when you were sleeping, my sleeping area was four decks below, and you would hear this ship crack and groan, and just like a tremendous explosion going off. It simply meant that there was such an air pocket and contact in that between those two waves.
Would it make a bang when the ship would then hit the water or the waves?
Right, as it would come up and hit, and it was actually a concussion between the two. There'd be a wave here and a wave here, and the ship would come up and drop down, and it was such a tremendous one. As I mentioned, I think, when I was talking with the group yesterday, that there were times when they could not steer the ship. The rudders were out of water, and the propellers were out of water. It was that much. She was such a tremendous force. So it was almost impossible to steer the ship. Uh-huh. It's a miracle there wasn't more actually collisions because of that.
Do you remember how long this typhoon lasted? Was it like eight hours?
It was either 24 or 28 hours.
Oh my.
It was over a day's time. Mm-hmm. Pretty close to 28 hours.
Did you eat during that time?
Yes, we ate. The tables were tied down. You had sandwiches, nothing hot, nothing loose on your tray, because you held your tray with one hand. But, we were able to eat. There were a lot of them that weren't able to eat. I was fortunate. I didn't lose it, but there were a lot of them that just weren't able to eat because there was an awful lot of seasick sailors at that time. All the tables in the mess hall were tied with rope to the post, so there was just a limited number that they could use.
And when you slept in your bunks, they would have those clips that would pretty much, I guess, tie you in.
Kind of kept you in and hoped that you wouldn't roll out.
Yeah. Did you sleep too? You could eat? Could you sleep?
Well, I slept some. We were on watch and we were always concerned. But of course, four decks row, you didn't have quite the row.